3 active duty Marines who work in intelligence, one of whom espoused support for a second civil war, were arrested this week for breaching the U.S. Capitol building with a mob of Trump supporters on January 6, 2021. U.S. Marine Corporal Micah Coomer and Marine Sergeants Joshua Abate and Dodge Hellinan are facing several charges, including disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. Coomer is an intelligence surveillance reconnaissance system engineer based out of Camp Pendleton in California. Abate is a special communication signals analyst with the Marine Corps Cryptologic Support Battalion at Fort Meade in Maryland, and Hellinan is a special comm signals analyst at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Video footage from inside the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection shows Coomer moving through the building with 2 other men identified by their military identification cards as Abate and Hellinan. As the 3 men traversed the building, they went into the Capitol Rotunda, placed a red MAGA hat on one of the statues, and took a photo with it. The trio spent nearly an hour inside the Capitol building. FBI agents first became aware of Coomer because he posted pictures of himself inside the Capitol building on Instagram. As agents investigated his account, they discovered messages he wrote to a separate user that he was waiting for a second civil war. Coomer wrote a post that said, "Everything in this country is corrupt. I'm waiting for the boogaloo." Someone online asked, "What's a boogaloo?" Coomer replied, "Civil War II," referencing a rallying cry that is used among some far-right groups to call for a second civil war. Abate, according to court documents, admitted that he had gone into the Capitol with 2 buddies during the riot when he was interviewed for a security clearance. Abate said in the interview that when he saw that the riot was being portrayed negatively, he decided not to tell anyone about his involvement. Decades of research by scientists at Kansas State University shows that reintroducing bison to roam the tall grass prairie doubled plant diversity and improved resilience to extreme drought. The benefits to the land are among the largest recorded globally in terms of species richness on grazing grasslands. The research involved more than 30 years of data collected at the Kansas Prairie Biological Station near Manhattan, Kansas. Zach Ratchick, lead researcher and assistant professor of biology at Kansas State, said, "Bison were an integral part of North American grasslands before they were abruptly removed from more than 99% of the Great Plains." The research took place in the Flint Hills ecoregion, the largest remaining landscape of tall grass prairie. The Kansas Prairie Biological Station is jointly owned by Kansas State University and the Nature Conservancy. Researchers examined plant composition and diversity on sections of land with no mega grazers present, with bison allowed to graze throughout the year and with domestic cattle allowed to graze during the growing season. Ratchick said, "Our results suggest that many grasslands in the central Great Plains have substantially lower plant biodiversity than would have occurred before bison were widely wiped out. Returning or rewilding native megafauna could help to restore grassland biodiversity." The study confirmed that cattle had a smaller positive impact on plant diversity compared to having no large grazers present. The increases with cattle in terms of plant species richness were significantly smaller than those when bison are on the land. A series of 6 grants totaling more than $31.6 million since 1980 from the National Science Foundation funded the study and was conducted as part of the NSF Long-Term Ecological Research, or LTER, program. Because of the duration of the study, researchers were able to capture one of the most extreme drought events that has occurred in the Great Plains since the Dust Bowl of the 1930s.